Eighth parak of Zvachma, third Mishnah. Alshem shenisarim bishlamim yiroi ad shistavu. Alshem that can mixed into a shlamim, you should let it graze till it gets a mum, because there's no way of being makrif it. Because alshem is eaten only by male koyanim. Shlamim is eaten by everybody. Yeah. You don't want the shlam to be brought as a limitations of alshem, because shlam is entitled to be eaten for 2 days and alshem only for 1 day. Rabbi Shimon Amr Shnei Mishchudu B'Sofim B'Yochukuch Hamashem. Rabbi Shimon is not concerned about the fact that we're limiting the time that the person will be able to eat his shlam. Therefore, we have a way of being makir of these two. He has an alshem and a shlam. We'll shech them both for whatever they are, each one for what it is, and then we'll have it eaten by male kohanim, and they'll only eat it for a day. And also the shechita will be in the northern part of the Beis HaMikdash. So basically getting all the chumras of the alshem, which is also kosher for the shlamim. As we said before, chachom are not happy with this because we're limiting the time the shlamim can be eaten. Amulai and mevim kachem veis psil. They said we shouldn't do such a thing because we could cause it to be nicer, because if you're going to stop eating it after 1 day, you may have leftovers that otherwise you could have eaten them. Nis'alvu chatichas v'chatichas. So now we're talking about the animals themselves got mixed together. Now pieces of korbanos got mixed together. Kosher kadoshim, kosher kalim. And the yom echad, nachom l'shnei yomim, yoich l'kachom l'shevehem. In the case of kosher kadoshim, kosher kalim, or korbanos that are nechal for 1 day with ones that are eaten for 2 days, you have to eat the more stringent ones. So if the kosher kadoshim, the mixture could be eaten only for male kohanim for 1 day, and something which is eaten in 1 day with something which is eaten for 2 days, it could be eaten only for 1 day.